Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. My name is Dave Taylor. Thanks for checking us out today. And we got another fun episode here for you to check out. Again, we're Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, a deep dive in the wrestling. And today we talk to Sean Durkin, the writer-director of The Iron Claw, the Von Erichs biopic, which, man, if you haven't checked out yet as a wrestling fan, you need to really get into it. Quite the movie here. We talked to Sean about a lot of stuff about the movie, how it came together, the training behind the scenes, who was responsible for that, and the reaction from the Von Erichs and their involvement in the movie as well. Again, we're Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat, a wrestling podcast. You can find us on the web as we're a couple of radio stations in Virginia. Help us out. FM99.com and 106.9fox.com. You go to the media tab, any of those websites, you'll find us there. Also, you can search ESPR Wrestling on any of your podcast apps. We'll pop up. Make sure you follow. Make sure you subscribe. You get notifications when we post new episodes. And if you're new to the show, our previous episode, we talked to the man, Becky Lynch. Yeah, we get a lot of guests on this show. We've had all over. We've had Gunther on the show last year, right before he broke the record. Raquel Rodriguez is on the show. Eddie Kingston's been a guest here a couple of times. He is fantastic. We've talked to Wardlow from AEW. We've had Mark Henry on the show, Sergeant Slaughter. Quite the few names on there. Drew McIntyre's been on, Seth Rollins, Big E, The Miz, Chris Jericho, Paul Heyman, in character, by the way. Fantastic. You can go to our SoundCloud page and check out our playlist and see all the guests we've had on the show. We highlight some of the big ones there. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, ESPR99, and give us a follow there. Of course, we got the big WrestleMania week coming up, so we have a preview of that. We have another interview coming up on Wednesday as well with a guy who used to hang out with the Iron Sheik. You know, there's some good stories there. A lot happening. All right, so without further ado, let's get into it. Here is Sean Durkin, the writer and director of the movie The Iron Claw. What a movie you put together.
Thanks very much.
I grew up, I'm a huge wrestling fan, do wrestling podcasts, which we're going to include this on. In the 80s, you know, World-Class Championship Wrestling, loved it. When did you discover the Von Erichs? Because when did you come across their legacy?
So I was a little young for World-Class. I got into wrestling sort of, it must have been like 87, 88. WWF, you know, and then WCW on TV, like that era. And, but it was sort of wasn't enough for me. So I would go and find old VHS tapes of NWA classic matches and just sort of got, you know, from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, got a sense of like what it had come before, you know, and, came across some Von Erich Freebird matches at the Sportatorium and just was hooked. Just was like nothing else, you know, just the sort of, the brawling, the chaos, the energy there, the mix of sort of power, high flying, all that, and I just loved it. I loved their energy, loved them, and then just followed them through there, and then got to see Kerry a few times when he was Texas Tornado in the WWF, and was really into them, and really affected when Kerry died.
That was tough. I mean, I remember at the time, you know, and you hear the Von Erich curse and everything. When did you, obviously, you know, you've been doing movies for a couple of years, some TV stuff. When did you decide to create this project and you know, how did this come together?
Yeah, it was 2015. I think I was starting, thinking about what I wanted to do next and was just thinking about wrestling and they popped into my head and it was just, all the things I remembered from childhood were like all the things I was interested in. I wanted to do a sports movie, wanted to explore wrestling and just love complicated families and this sort of notion of a mythical curse was really intriguing from a film standpoint. And just was drawn to them and jumped in and started researching and, just started building it there. So it took about 8 years to complete from there.
Did you talk to any of the Von Erichs before the movie? And if you haven't, but did you talk to them afterwards and what was their response?
Yeah, I did. I reached out to Kevin a couple months before we started filming. just to, you know, tell them what I was doing, why, where the movie came from, what I wanted it to be. And, yeah, we just had we started an incredible dialogue that, you know, continued through the making of the film and even to now. And, you know, his boys came down and had a cameo in the movie, and, Carrie's daughters came down to set, and you know, so it's, and then when we had the premiere in Dallas, the whole family was there, and we all celebrated together. So it's been amazing to be get close to that family.
When you were getting like Zach and all the other guys together for this movie, how much training did you have to do even before you started working on this? How did you get in touch with Chavo Guerrero?
Chavo, we just reached out to him, and, you know, he'd obviously done a few other shows and things, and so, you know, he was clearly the guy to lead us, and we were just really on the same page, and, it was an amazing process of working with him, and, you know, got the actors working with him individually a few months ahead of time. I think Zach did his first session like 5 months before filming or something. But really it was in the last few weeks before we started shooting where all the guys came together. We shot down in Louisiana and we did, like a boot camp.
How do you, for you, like, you know, directing this and like watching like the segment, you know, when they're coming out and they're fighting the Freebirds and everything, and even like the opening segments, how do you direct wrestling when it's shooting for a movie as opposed to, you know, just an actual match? Is it, how many cuts are you doing in this particular sequences?
Well, you know, as a wrestling fan, I know that if you're going to make a movie about wrestling, the wrestling has to be great.
Yes.
And so I, you know, said to Chavo, like, I want this to be the best wrestling possible and the best wrestling in a movie there is. And so we set out to teach the guys not just how to wrestle and do some moves, but to wrestle full matches. And so, you know, I'd say 95% of what you see on screen is done by the actors. We had, a few stunt people come in and do some takes and things, but really the guys learned how to wrestle and to wrestle full matches. And so we were shooting essentially full matches.
Wow. Yeah, because you got to think, like, how, you know, if you're not in shape, you're going to get gassed in this, because I know these guys, worked out quite a bit too.
I mean, that's what Chavo said. Chavo was like, well, I can wrestle a match, but I can't wrestle a match three times in a row, you know? So it was like, also, you know, figuring out how to do that. And, he helped us work on that. It was great.
I think one of the coolest things, and this is something that like needs to go more viral, but the training sequence, in the movie, the use of Tom Sawyer, you know, become their song and everything. Holy crap. That's awesome. And just for a sports movie like that, like, to me, like, it needs to be like near the top of the list of just those moments and everything with the training sequences. That, to me, just kudos for that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was really important to me to get that energy of that sports training montage and like really, you know, tell the story of the family as well at that time. And bring in Tom Sawyer that was one of the first things I knew I wanted in the movie was that sort of thing.
It's to me an all-time classic moment right there. That obviously on the lighter side, you're welcome. The heavy side of the movie obviously is the tragedy of the Von Erichs, with starting with Jack and everything else. The movie does get very, very heavy at times. It's tough because you try to hold it in. Carrie's passing in the movie and everything. And kind of like the afterlife, because he does kind of reunite with his family. Why did you include that? I'm very curious of that particular scene. It's very emotional. With Kevin, but then
the suicide notes in the movie are the actual suicide notes that the guys left. And in some ways, I think it came from wanting to sort of honor the wish of his final note, I think. But also the family is a very spiritual family. And after they saw the movie, they told me, you know, that was the story, that they would tell among the family. They sort of seen it visualized without us ever discussing it. And it just felt to me right for this family and this moment, and to give Carrie, I really wanted to show the brothers without the weight on them, you know, without the weight and the stress of this lifestyle that they had embarked on. And and I wanted to just show them it's sort of in their more relaxed state. And so, it was just really important to me to include that.
I got one more question on this because we're getting tight on time. I know it's come up because Chris Von Erich was one that was not included. Was there reasons? Was it just too much because it adds another brother?
He was in the script for years. It was something that was really hard to do, but it just, it felt, it's hard on a human level to say, but from a screenplay level and a movie level, it was sort of one too many tragedy. And so, so what I did was I sort of combined some of the elements of Chris and Mike into one character as portrayed as Mike and on screen.
Gotcha. Well, it's a great wrestling movie. There needs to be more good wrestling movies. You did a hell of a job, Sean. I know we got to go, but thank you so much, and good luck in future projects and everything else. I know you're working at Dead Ringers. I'm looking forward to what's next.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
That was a lot of fun, man, and how that guy put that movie together. And it is very dramatic. Some of the scenes in that movie, if you know the story of the Von Erichs, I mean, you know what's going to happen. And it's just, it's hard to believe because, growing up watching, World Class Championship Wrestling and seeing Kerry Von Erich in the WWF at the time, the Texas Tornado winning their Continental Championship. And, then you didn't have the internets really to find out like the backstory in that. You'd have to read magazines and books or whatever, and then you find out, like, this, all the tragedy and everything they went through, and it's like, oh my gosh. And then, the movie is heavy, but man, the movie is good. The Iron Claw. There you go. That's this week's episode of Eat Sleep Podcast. Repeat. We got more coming up this week. A lot of episodes in the next couple of weeks with the preview of WrestleMania coming out on Thursday, and then the reviews over the weekend, probably Sunday morning, and then Monday morning or Monday afternoon. Getting the reviews of both nights of WrestleMania. Again, Eat Sleep Podcast Repeat. You can find us on the web, fm99.com or 1069thefox.com, Facebook and Twitter at ESPR99. And then anywhere you listen to the podcast, just search ESPR Wrestling. There's a lot to check out. Thanks again for joining us. My name is Dave Taylor. And as always, make sure you eat, sleep, podcast, and repeat. Have a great day, everybody.